Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, November 20th, 2010. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope you're with family or on your way to be with family for the holidays. I'm heading to Louisiana this week to spend time with family, and while I'm in town, I'm hosting a fashion show as well. December 4th, I'm hosting the Classy Curves 2nd Annual Diamond and Curves Fashion Show in Metairie, Louisiana, which is the outskirts of New Orleans. So for more information, visit my website. And if you're in the area, I hope you come out and support. And congratulations goes out to Gabby Gregg of the Young, Fat, and Fabulous blog and MTV's First TJ, who is on the cover of Black Enterprise magazine this month, and that's really awesome. I'm definitely going to pick up a copy, so congratulations, Gabby. And coming up later on the show is CEO of Fashion to Figure, Michael Kaplan, and plus designer from the Bahamas, Jasper Knowles. But up first is Macy Long. Macy Long is a plus-size model who has had a successful modeling career for the last several years in New York City. Her vibrant red locks, snow-white skin, and vivacious personality has given her the opportunity to work with major fashion clients ranging from Lane Bryant, The Gap, American Eagle, Lean Fisher, New York & Company, Jones New York, L.L. Bean, Dockers, Yummy Tummy, and many others. Let's welcome Macy to the show. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
So how did you get your start in the industry? Because I know you started at a very young age. So tell us about your beginnings.
Oh, sure. I actually started when I was probably around 10 years old. And at the time, my life revolved around dancing. And so I started just modeling for dance catalogs. Two that I remember off the top of my head were Lebo's and Curtain Call. So I remember just getting in the car with my mom and my sister and going up there and just modeling little dance catalog. I mean, dance costumes. So it was a lot of fun.
So you've really been modeling all of your life.
I really have. Yeah, I really have. I mean, it's, you know, and I still to this day am learning every single time I'm on a shoot, I'm learning something new. But I have been doing it for a little while, I would say.
So when did you decide that modeling and acting was something that you wanted to do professionally and decide to make the move to New York?
Oh, my goodness. Well, from a very, very young age, I remember I loved to get in front of the camera. I mean, whether it was just goofing around with my sister or whether it was, you know, modeling for the dance catalogs or whatever. I remember when my dad first got a video camera and, you know, would tape my sister and I playing or whatever. And I just loved being in front of the camera. And when I was in middle school, I got into acting and singing, and I just knew from then that I wanted to do this professionally, and that's where I was happiest, was on the stage or in front of whether it was a movie camera or a still camera or whatever. And then I went to college at UNC Chapel Hill and as soon as I graduated from Carolina, I went straight up to New York, and I kind of was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know anybody here, but I'll just, this is where I want to be, and this is where I feel like I belonged at the time. And so I just kind of went up there and said, I'll figure it out when I get there. So,
and when did you move to New York? How long ago?
I moved
ago?
To New York in 2002, so I've been okay. there for a while, yeah. So
and so you're originally from the South, right?
I am. I'm originally from the South. I'm from North Carolina, so a Southern girl at heart. I'm pretty sure you could hear my accent.
Well,
which,
yeah,
I'm...
we have that in common. And so I, like you, I moved from the South to a big city. I moved to Los Angeles instead of New York, and I know when I moved here, I had a big culture shock. So how was the transition from moving to your hometown to New York?
It was so, I mean, and I know you probably feel the same way. It was a huge culture shock, but it was something that I was ready for. I mean, I just yearned for all those big lights and all the energy of the city and all it has to offer and meeting so many new people. It just was so incredible. And just the energy and the creativity that is in that city, and it's just go, 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 just really inspired me, and I loved it. So it was very scary, I'm not going to lie. It was very
scary. Was
the scary.
Subway scary?
Yes.
That would be scary to me.
Yes.
Public
there were
transportation, because we don't really do that in the South.
Absolutely. I have two cars, and it's my right foot and my left foot. So that's
oh, so,
so
you
yeah.
don't use the subway?
Well, no, I do. I absolutely use the subway. But it was very, you know, it was hard. There are definitely stops that, you know, I would wind up four stops away from where I was supposed to be. And you just kind of, you know, you just kind of learn and go, you know, on your way and try to figure your way out. And I used, you know, different stores for landmarks. You know, I knew that Saks was here and Macy's was there and, you know, and Forever 21 was here. And so it was very much a culture shock, but something that I was totally ready for. And I was so in love with New York City even before I moved there. And it just, I was so fortunate to have my family support, and I was able just to go up and kind of find my way. And, you know, New York definitely, it makes you become tough, and it allows you, because, you know, I was a little Southern girl and,
right.
you know, and didn't really know my way around and everything. And but
it could be kind of naive.
Yeah, it can be kind of naive and everything. But then you learn to stick up for yourself and stand up for yourself. But also, you know, I kill them with kindness, as my beautiful mother taught me. So, but it's wonderful, because New Yorkers are really good at heart. I mean, they really are. It is just go, 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 go all the time. It's not a lot of people have the time to sit down and wave and talk about you, about your day and everything, just like you would in North Carolina. But
right. It
is very different. But I get the best of both worlds. I'm able to come home and see my family and visit, you know, my boyfriend and everything, and it's wonderful because I'm allowed to be able to have best of both worlds. So that's
so what was the most challenging part getting your modeling career started once you made the move?
Well, I think one of the hardest things about whether you're a model, you're an actress, you're a singer, anything like that, is getting a great agent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough part, it seems to be. But also getting clients is hard too. But I believe getting the right agent and being able to have a relationship with that agent where you're both are working for each other and it's a win-win situation, it's not a one-way street. That was a hard part for me. And I was able to work with some amazing agents and book some pretty nice jobs. And so I think it's just kind of finding your way and finding your niche.
And
also,
not getting scammed along the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot of people out there who, especially since I'm Southern, they think I'm naive and everything, but I definitely know what is expected of me, and I know what is a scam and what is not. I mean, you just have to be very, very strong, and you have to be very cautious. If it sounds too good, it probably is, as my dad has always taught me. So, so that's another thing. But I think getting an agent and really kind of making your own path in New York and just kind of pushing for and really believing in yourself, not falling into the cookie cutter image of what everybody thinks that you should be.
Mm-hmm.
I think
now besides being a model, you also act and you sing and you dance. Like you're a quadruple threat.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I definitely attempt to do all those things.
So tell us some of the things you like. In the intro, I said some of your credits as a model, but what are some of the things you've been able to accomplish in the other areas?
Well, when I first moved to New York, I did a lot of musical theater. I did a lot of summer stock in the Berkshires, in the Massachusetts area. I did a lot of improv shows down in the East Village. I love to improv. I think it's hilarious, and the great, you know, improv shows are wonderful. But I've also done several commercials. I've done commercials for Honda, Toyota, Daisy May Barbecue, and then the two Playtex national spots that I've accomplished. I've been, you know, you always have to work on your acting as well and your singing, your dancing. So I take dance lessons at Broadway Dance Center. I'm still taking voice, just kind of keeping it up. But my main focus right now is the modeling. It's kind of what I'm booking right now and where my heart is right now.
Now, you are currently in two Playtex commercials that are currently on the air right now, correct?
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So how awesome was that, doing the Playtex commercial?
Oh, my goodness, my Playtex experience was one that I will never, ever forget. It was the energy and the creativity on the set, it was just so high and positive. And I think that's really the reason why the outcome of both commercials were so successful. I mean, it was a very, very long shoot that day, but it was definitely worth it. And I think the public had such a great response to the campaign because it really showed real women. And it's very relatable, and I think it's hysterical. And a lot of it was improv, so which to me I already love. So a lot of that you saw was real, and it wasn't scripted. And I think that's why people had such the response that they did to it. It was such a great campaign and wonderful memories, and all the girls that I worked with were incredible, and the whole staff, and it was just a great, great, great experience. It really was.
And now, besides all of the talents you have in front of the camera, you also have accomplishments behind the camera as a makeup artist, and you created the Makeup Maid that has personal services that you provide. Tell us more about that.
Oh, sure. I actually was, you know, with acting and modeling and everything, you have to be very smart because one week you could be on cloud nine and have 9 jobs booked, and then the next week you're like, oh, my goodness.
Right.
It's a little scary. So I actually was a national makeup artist for a makeup company called Trish McAvoy. I was one of her national makeup artists, and I traveled all over the country with her as part of her team. And so I was able to really learn all the tricks and the trade straight from, you know, her, which was incredible. And a lot of the times what my clients would say is that they would go into these department stores and, you know, they'd go and get their makeup done and they'd love every single thing. They'd buy 20 different products. They'd get home the next, you know, night and try to put it and recreate it the next day, and they had no idea what they're doing. You know, the makeup artist had sold them 8 different shadows, 4 concealers, you know, just to the point pretty much to get their quota in for the day.
Right.
So with Makeup Maid, what I thought was, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a personal trainer, if you would, come into your house when you feel most at home, when you feel comfortable, look through your makeup and teach you how to use what you already have, because most people have no idea what brush does what shadow goes where, and it's very intimidating. Makeup can be very intimidating. So what Makeup Maid does is just provide services to allow you to become your own makeup artist and professional makeup artist, and it gives you all the tricks and trades of the professional makeup world, pretty much.
So the Makeup Maid is, you're marketing more towards the average everyday woman more so than the glamorous photo shoots.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can still do the glamorous photo shoot. You know, if you decide that you want to, you know, be a star for a day and want to, you know, have the Makeup Maid come in and do your makeup for a shoot or for an event, we do that as well. But what my main purpose was Makeup Made was to teach you how to become your own makeup artist. That way you feel, you know, comfortable with all the makeup, and it makes you feel more beautiful. If you know what you're doing and you feel comfortable about it, you can go out into the world every single day and say, you know what, look in that mirror, say, I'm beautiful, I'm me, I feel good, and let's go do this. You know?
And I always tell models, you need to know how to do the basics of your own makeup on photo shoots just in case the makeup artist is a no-show.
Absolutely, and believe me, that has happened. That has happened, yes. And to be able to be prepared, I remember I learned one of my theaters that I was working at when I was 16 years old. It was a professional theater company. They didn't have money to provide makeup artists every night, so they had a makeup artist come in and teach us how to put on false eyelashes, how to do heavy stage makeup, but also how to do soft makeup as well. And so I learned, you know, at a very young age how to do all that. And it was the best class, one of the best classes I've ever taken, because it allowed me to be my own makeup artist and feel good about putting my makeup on and not, you know, feel scared about all of that, you know, what goes here and what goes there and what brush I use and everything like that.
And one of the things you have with Makeup Made that I love the concept of is Makeup Made sessions. And I so wish you lived in L.A. because I would do this with you. Tell us more about the Makeup Made sessions.
Yeah, what you do is if, you know, we provide a service where we come in and for however long you want, usually a session is about an hour to an hour and a half. A lot of women, they have their own little area where they do the makeup, whether it's by a window or whether it's, you know, in their bathroom or whatever. And I just teach them how, where's the best lighting to do your makeup. A lot of times women don't know to clean their makeup brushes. It's
right.
Very, very important. Yeah,
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah,
I don't really clean them.
I know. I'm the same way, but it's amazing. You just clean them with a little bit of baby shampoo, and it makes all the difference in the world. It really does.
What's
it just,
the difference? It makes the makeup apply on your face better?
Absolutely. And not only that, your face can break out from all of that bacteria on the brush, especially if you use cream shadows or cream blushes.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be really careful with that because, you know, a lot of people with eye infections or whatever have no idea that, you know, the same brush that they're using over and over again might be the culprit of that eye infection. So you just have to be careful. But not only that, it allows the brush and the shadow to do their own separate jobs, meaning if the brush is clean and you dip it into a navy shadow, you're going to get navy on your eyelid.
Mm-hmm.
If the brush is not clean and you've been using, you know, navy, black, purple, and a little bit of pink eyeshadow, you're going to get that whole mixture of colors.
Right.
So,
and
just from a hygiene level, you just want to be nice and clean and make sure that, you know, there's no infection going on or whatever. But so Makeup Made, you know, can spend an hour washing your brushes if that's what you want. Or you could spend 5 minutes washing your brushes, 5 minutes organizing your shadows, and 5 minutes cleaning out your makeup drawer. You know, we all have that makeup drawer that's got 60 million different products in it, and you have no idea what's old, no idea what's new. And so a lot of times that's nice, too, for someone just to come in and kind of just clean your closet out. Just
yeah,
like you
I think that's awesome. I've never, ever heard of that before. I don't know if that's something common in New York or something, but I have never heard of that. And when I read that on your site, I was like, oh, my God, I wish you was here.
I know. Well, if I'm ever in L.A., I'll definitely come and see you. And we can set up and have a good old time.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's just, you know, I've never really heard of it either. And I think that's the reason why I created it, because, you know, I just love to help people. And I hate for people to not know how to feel beautiful. And I know as women, we're up against so many different stereotypes. And you know, I mean, we've got women on magazines that have been photoshopped, that the average woman in America has no idea what Photoshop is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have this idea of what beauty is. And so when we go out in the world and we don't feel like we can measure up, that's hard and that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that we're all working together to try to change that, especially in the plus modeling world. And your show is fantastic. And so I think that's that's another way of just kind of allowing women, everyday women, to feel like stars and to feel comfortable and to feel beautiful, no matter what size you are, no matter what color your skin is, no matter what. And
exactly.
So, yeah.
And speaking of modeling and photo shoots, you are signed with Wilhelmina. Now, are you active with Curves for Change?
I actually just recently signed with Wilhelmina. So I haven't had that much time to have a bigger role in Curves for Change, but I definitely went to their launch party in New York a few weeks ago, and it was absolutely fantastic. A lot of my friends are part of it, and I think it's an incredible, incredible thing to do, and I think that they've already accomplished so much, and I know they definitely will accomplish so much in the future, and I definitely want to be a part of that. So I'm looking forward to becoming a part of that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And do you have anything else coming up we should be on the lookout for?
Well, I think what my main focus is right now is you can still see my Playtex commercials. They're still running, thank goodness. thank goodness for those guys. But I think right now, just since it's at the end of the year, I'm just trying to get myself together and just, you know, test as much as I possibly can, get my book really strong. So going into the new year, I can really just go get them. So.
Mm-hmm. Get ready for 2011.
Absolutely. Can you believe it? I just feel like yesterday it was July and now it's Christmas almost.
Are you going home for the holidays?
I sure am. I sure am. I'm a big, big family person, so I always make time for my family. And being around my family and my friends here in North Carolina allows me to recharge my battery, reboot, and get ready to go back to New York. So I'm absolutely will go home for the holidays. So.
Well, tell us your official website, how we can keep up with what you're doing and how to book you.
Oh, sure, absolutely. My website for my modeling is www.macylong.com. And then for Makeup Made, it's just www.makeupmade.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been fabulous talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm just really, really honored to be a part of this show. And it's such a great success. And I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. Enjoy the holidays.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And coming up next on this show is Jasper Knowles, and with an intent to totally transform the plus fashion world through the eyes of fashion, Mr. Knowles found it necessary to both birth and nurture the gift that has been given to him. From the age of 17, Mr. Knowles was on the move. This young man was inspired to make a mark in the fashion world, designing and showcasing his gowns both locally and internationally. 2 years in the industry, he has both dressed and trained queens from all around the world, and at the age of 26, we'll have to ask him his name, Mr. Knowles has already begun paving the road to success. Hence, Vintage House was formed. 2 years later, the Couture Plus Modeling Agency was established. Fashion then became his life when he saw that the full figure community had the voice but needed to look the part, thus drapery was born. The brainchild of Mr. Knowles will one day become one of the world's largest full figured clothing distributors in the world. And let's welcome him to the show. Hi, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Yourself?
I'm good. Now tell me how old you are. I see it says 26, but then it says 23 in numbers. So are you 26 or 23?
I am 26. Will be 27 in 2 days.
Oh, well, happy birthday in advance. So it's the upcoming fashion show, like your birthday celebration too?
Yes, it's a gift to myself.
Okay, well, before we get into that, let's just start back for people that aren't familiar with you. You seem so passionate about the plus-size community. Where does all this passion come from?
Well, here in the Bahamas, the typical woman is we call solid. That's a full-figured woman.
Mm-hmm.
So the passion came from that, and growing up in the whole family atmosphere, that whole full forget aspect, majority of my family is kind of plus size, you know, so that's where a lot of that passion come from. And besides that, I have worked with a local pageantry system here called the Full Forget Pageant here in Nassau, Bahamas. So for me, that was a stepping stone or an indication that, hey, I'm on the right track for what it is that I'm doing.
So what is the plus size scene like in the plus size community in the Bahamas? Because I think before you, I didn't really know much was going on out there for plus size women.
Well, the plus size community, a lot of them in denial.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, they're plus size, but they're you know, I'm not plus size, you know. So for you just have to, hey, you know what? Okay, you're plus size, but you're so beautiful. There's nothing wrong with being plus size. You can embrace who you are and still love it. And that right there is what I'm trying to do here, in the Bahamas. That plus size is not a disease. Okay, back up. It's here and it ain't going nowhere.
Right. Now, you form your own fashion company called Vintage House. Now, tell us more about that.
Well, Vintage House is, like I said, my brainchild. What it is that it gives myself the opportunity to venture into more than one categories, not just to clothing. I want to launch lingerie as well. So Vintage House is just a capture, but drapery is the name of the clothing line.
Okay. So you have Vintage House, and then under Vintage House, you have three clothing lines under that, right?
Yes. It's the thin line, chiffon, and drapery.
Now, are all three of your clothing lines for plus-size women?
Yes. You know, I'm here in the Bahamas. I'm getting kind of... feedback saying, you know, why are you just thinking of plus size? And when I said, listen here, skinny girls, you have enough market. I think your plus size needs someone to give them a little love.
Right. So what's the difference between your three clothing lines?
The drapery is more the ready-to-wear high fashion line.
Mm-hmm.
The denim, which is thin line, it's just jeans and tee with a thin, but a play on words, thin line.
Okay.
And chiffon is the lingerie line.
Oh, okay. So also, besides these three clothing lines, you have your own modeling agency, right?
Yes.
Now tell us about that.
Well, hence came Dent the Runway, which is my upcoming event. I started a modeling agency. It's now about two, three years now. And one day I was in class doing a session with my models, and you know, the girls were just modeling, and I was like, you know, give me some more. Let's, you know, just dent this runway, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I said, hold up, dent the runway, you know, to give, you know, once you finish with the runway, no room for the skinny girls.
So with the modeling agency, the ladies that walk in your runway show, are they all signed with your agency? Is that how you get to be in one of your shows?
Yeah, that's how, because my goal is to create avenues for my models to work. You know, here in the Bahamas, like I said earlier, it's not a lot of avenues for plus models. So my goal is to create every avenue for them to find work. Every year I'm planning to do at least two shows with different clothing lines, different fashion shows, so they consistently be working, you know, take them travel abroad with me as I'm doing my tours. You know, my models get the opportunity to travel along with me to give them exposure, you know. So I think that's one of the good things of being a designer is that as well as someone that has a fashion, that has a model agency, because then you will always have work for your models to do.
And also, besides the modeling agency, you work with Miss Plus World Pageant. Now, is that your company or is that a pageant you just work with?
Well, the Miss Plus World is something that I want to kick off. We have, like I said, we have a local pageant that comes Full Circle Bahamas. I've trained the queen. I've taken her to international plus pageants, but I feel as though there's something that is lacking. There was something that was lacking, so I came back and I sat down with my team and I said, listen, I think this is something that we should look into to bring that whole level of respect to the plus pageantry. You know, a lot of people, like I said in the bio, don't take it for granted. They don't take it seriously. So I want to create that voice within the plus industry in terms of pageantry that, hey, you know what, we mean what we say and we look fabulous saying it.
So the first Miss Plus World pageant hasn't is coming up. You haven't had the first one yet?
No, it's scheduled to launch next year.
Late
in the year, next year. We have about 11 contestants on board as far as France. Yes.
Okay. So tell me about the event that's coming up soon, Dent the Runway.
All right, Dent the Runway is the launch of my clothing line, drapery. It's been launched. I've done a show in New York at the Full Figured Fashion Week, but it has not yet been launched locally in the Bahamas. I've done a tour, a city to city tour, and then I did a tour in the islands. But it has not yet been launched here in my hometown, Nassau, because I wanted to do something big, you know, do a whole night of just my clothing line. I have like about 75 to 80 pieces that's being launched.
Huh?
So I wanted to, do it big, because when this is over, come December, I'm opening my store here in Nassau, Bahamas. So,
You're really doing a lot of stuff.
Yes. I'm trying to keep. I'm young, you know. While I'm still young, I'm trying to do what I can do.
Mm-hmm. And so, tell us how to buy tickets to the show and everything.
Well, you can go online at www.vintagehousebahamas.com. And go on the link that says Dent the Runway or DTR, and there you can purchase tickets online.
And you recently had a contest you held to find the face of your new clothing line drapery. And so it's part of the prize for those girls that they get to participate in the show that's coming up?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the girls stated that it was kind of a bad time. It was around Thanksgiving, so they wanted to spend a lot of time with their family. So what I decided to do was, in January, I'm going to fly all of the girls into New York, and we're going to do an official photo shoot for drapery. All of the girls get to stay in New York for 4 nights, you know, just have some fun, relax as a part of their prize. We're going to do a photo shoot, and hopefully we end with a fashion show in New York.
Well, that sounds exciting. So you got a lot of things in the works as well.
Yes.
So what else? Do you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for, or did we cover everything?
Well, besides the January thing in New York, let's look out for that, because after I open up my store in Nassau, I'm looking to hit New York to get my line started there. And then in April, I'm scheduled to launch the chiffon and the resort wear, which is lingerie and the resort wear in April for the Easter.
Awesome. And so what is your website to keep up with things as you launch?
Well, that's the same website that I gave you earlier for the tickets. www.vintagehousebahamas.com. Yes. It has more than one link to that one site.
Okay.
Because Vintage House is the mother house, so we have more than one link under Vintage House.
Oh, got it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It seems like you don't get much sleep with all that going on.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have to come to the Bahamas. I've never been to the Bahamas before, so I'm going to try and get out there soon and see what's all you got going on out there.
I'm going to need you to.
Yes, but just let me know. I'm ready to come.
All right. Well, thanks for having me once again.
Yes, and good luck on your upcoming show this week. I know it's going to be fabulous.
Yep, and, you know, like I said, it's my birthday party, so we're going to party like rock stars.
All right. Well, keep us posted on everything you do, and continue success. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And last but definitely not least is Michael Kaplan. Michael Kaplan is co-founder and chief executive officer of Fashion to Figure Stores. He previously co-founded an online community and shopping portal for full-figure women purchased by Charming Shops in 2000. Prior to that, Michael was a venture capitalist with RRE Ventures and a financial analyst at Lazard Frere in New York. Kaplan was named one of chain store ages 40 under 40 rising retail stores in 2006 and has been a featured guest speaker at the Fashion Institute of Technology and the Laboratory Institute of Merchandising. He studied jazz saxophone at the Manhattan School of Music, is a graduate of Brown University, and earned an MBA from Harvard Business School. Let's welcome Michael to the show. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Shaness. How you doing?
I'm good. So I'm so excited to have you on the show and learn more about Fashion to Figure. Now, you are the grandson to Miss Lena H. Bryan, who created Lane Bryan and was a leader in plus-size fashion. So how active were you in the family business, or all that happened before your time?
Well, actually, Lane Bryan was my great-grandmother. And my brother and my father was the last person in our family to run the business, and he made the decision to sell the business along with the rest of the family back when we were young kids. We were, you know, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. So we definitely grew up going to our dad's office and were influenced by the company that we grew up around. But we didn't ever work there. We have nothing to do with the business today, and our business is a totally brand-new approach to full fashion.
Okay. And so do you know why the family decided to sell? Was it just like that time when the family wanted to do different things?
Well, you know, 82 years into the business.
It's a long time.
Yeah. I mean, we founded the industry, or my great-grandmother founded the industry back in the 1890s. She was her story is a terrific story of a single mother that had to go into business out of her apartment to make ends meet for her own child. And in doing that, basically founded Special Size Shopping when she created a maternity dress for someone in the neighborhood. She was smart enough to patent that dress design and really was credited with beginning the special size market back at the turn of the last century. So she really was a lived the American dream, was a terrific businesswoman. And I guess after her sons ran the business and the next generation ran the business, everybody just thought it was time to move on and do something else. And, you know, obviously my brother and I wanted to get back to the industry, wanted to get back to the business. We saw a terrific opportunity, and we've been really lucky and fortunate with our company now, Fashion to Figure.
So after after the family split ways, you still did things for Full Figure Women before opening this store, because you did a online community and shopping portal.
I tell you, that's an interesting story. My brother was always in the retail business. He was a buyer at Saks Fifth Avenue, was in operations there, and did a few other things all over the retail world. He had always great, deep experience in this industry. I went to Wall Street, and I was working around businesses, and then I was lucky enough to be in a venture capital firm, and I was asked at that firm to come up with an idea. And I just happened to write an idea about a website that would serve plus-size women, which was obviously a market that I knew about, having grown up around my family's business. Mm-hmm. And luckily enough for me, the guys I was working for thought it was a good idea, and actually they got the business off the ground. I really came up with the idea and wrote the plan for it, but they got it off the ground, and it was proof that, you know, given the choice between being lucky or smart, you should take lucky every time.
So you always were linked to Full Figure Fashion in some way, shape, or form, like it's your destiny, huh?
Well, I guess that's what they say. You know, my great-grandmother died on September 26th, and I was born on September 26th. And, you know, like I said, we always grew up going to our dad's office and seeing what that was like and visiting stores when we were in different cities and stuff. And it was a lot of fun. And so I suppose you could say we were always focused on this, but it really is. It's a neat business that we have, and it's a terrific market that we serve. People really appreciate the effort that you make and it's a tremendously underserved customer base that really needs some terrific options, and we're thrilled to be one of the options that they can go to at Fashion to Figure.
So with Fashion to Figure, why were you interested in providing fashion for plus-size women again? I know, you know, we know your history, but why, you know, you were on Wall Street. Why you just didn't stay on Wall Street and not even worry about retail anymore?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of reasons. One is that I thought it was a pretty good business opportunity. This really is a mass market where people are really looking for options and they don't have many. And so I thought that was a pretty good opportunity. And I also thought that going into an industry where I knew a lot of the players because of my family background, where I had a good story to tell and was passionate about what the work was about because of my family background, would make me work harder and try to do better for the customer, because I felt an obligation and had a pretty good affinity for an industry that your family or that my family founded. You know, when one goes into to a market or goes into a business that is in a market that their family founded, you have a little bit more urgency and desire to be successful. And so I'd say that's, you know, that we looked at the business opportunity, which was there, and we had a lot of urgency and had some things going for us based on our family background. And we also, I think, were intimately aware of the limitations that the customer had because of seeing our family's business, because studying our family's business. We knew what people were missing and what people were wanting. And so for all those reasons, we were able to, you know, we were able to put this business together and create what we think is a terrific company today.
And currently you have 6 stores on the East Coast through New York and New Jersey. Do you plan to eventually expand nationwide?
Absolutely, and we're actually in the process of doing that now. You know, of course, we just launched, which we're most excited about, fashiontofigure.com. If you go to fashiontofigure.com, you can see all of our terrific fashion. You know, our company is based on providing up-to-the-minute trends, trendy, fast fashion starting at size 12. And we have up-to-the-minute, latest, greatest stuff, terrific items that really are fashionable by anyone's definition, just happen to start at size 12. And so now anybody can experience that at our website, fashiontofigure.com. We have a new store opening in Yonkers, New York, at the Cross County Center later this week, which will be our 7th store.
Wow.
And we hopefully in the new year have a couple more stores rolling out in the area as well as in some other states. And we're very excited to bring our unique offering to the nation.
And so you've been opening like a store a year, or are they popping up quicker than that?
Well, we've been opening a couple of stores a year now. We opened 3 last year.
Okay.
You know, hopefully this upcoming year we'll do more than that. But it's the desire for what we do at Fashion to Figure, which is really have very, very trendy, well-priced, fast fashion and up-to-the-minute trends where new things come in the store every day. The store is a trendy, terrific contemporary environment that anybody would want to shop in, and you get terrific service by your very own personal fashion stylists. Anybody wants that experience across the nation, across markets, across backgrounds, across demographics, so we are thrilled and excited to bring it across the country as soon as we can.
Mm-hmm. Now, is Fashion to Figure's clothing original designs that you can't find anywhere else, or do you carry different designers and brands?
Well, the answer is both.
Okay.
We try to maximize people's choices of fashion. So there are things, we have our own Fashion to Figure label, and a lot of stuff in our store you will find exclusively at our stores.
Okay.
Some of the other fashion, We try to basically go scour the earth for you to try to go find the latest, greatest, trendiest stuff and put it in our store so that week in and week out you can come to our store and see terrific options. Our best customers come in every Saturday, and our best customers come every Saturday to see new things, get a new experience, and literally new things show up at our store every single day on the store floor. And if you don't act fast, you might not see it again. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we're trying to do, because we feel like our customers have had too little choice, too little contemporary trendy stuff, and that's what we provide. The neat thing about it is that a lot of our customers are basically looking for fashion as anyone defines it. And as a result, we our stuff appeals to anybody at any size. We get a tremendous amount of people walking in the store saying, wait a minute, I've been looking around for 15 minutes and I just realized it starts at size 12 and I'm only a size 2. We think that's terrific, because our customers basically are looking for trendy stuff by anyone's definition.
So what is the size range of the clothing in your store? I know you said that it starts at a size 12, and what does it go up to?
Well, we go from 12 to 26. And I have to say that one of the things that we've run into that we're trying to work on now is better sizing. We have so many different vendors that give us merchandise to provide these choices for people. We think it's important to provide people so much choice that we have a hard time making the sizing all uniform, or working with some vendors to make their sizing a little bit bigger the way that we want it. That'll get better as we get bigger, but we do right now go to size 12, 26, but, you know, depending upon your proportions, depending upon your body shape, because, of course, you can be size 18 and be 6 feet, or you can be size 18 and be 5 feet.
Right.
Clearly people have different shapes. We all have different shapes.
Right.
Our stuff might fit you a bit small, it might fit you a bit large, and that's where our stylists come in, because they can guide you and let you know, what you need to size up or what you need to size down. But hopefully over time we'll get better at that as we make our stuff as well.
And what is your price point in the stores?
Well, you can get terrific tops in our store for $20, $25.
Okay.
You can get terrific stretch denim jeans for $34 or $36. We have dresses in our store anywhere from $32 to $40. Coats in our store from $49. We have a tremendous amount of accessories, jewelry, and compacts and makeup and cosmetics you can get for $2 or three of them for $5. We really try to give you terrific prices. We know the economy's tough for everybody. At any time, you know, we're always the best prices out there, and that's what we try to do, is provide terrific values on everything that we sell.
And so everything is basically under $100?
Yeah, there's everything under the stores. Everything in the store is under $100.
Okay.
We really try to provide that fast fashion, terrific value for the trendiest stuff out there. That's really what we're about.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the fashion-to-figure stylists. Now, tell us about the stylists that are in your store.
Well, our store has fashion stylists who can basically give you personalized one-on-one attention when you come in to the store to look around. We have so many different options, and we have a real store experience that we want you to have, that we think you should have personal attention from your very own fashion stylist for the day, that you can come in and have a personal shopper, somebody that gives you advice on trends, tells you how things look, can show you how to mix and match items and make outfits, that they can basically show you how to get those things ready for a party, how to put things together for any occasion that you've got coming up, somebody that you can build a relationship with in our store as you come in again and again, somebody whose fashion advice you can trust again and again, and who's intimately aware of the options and choices we have, how they fit, how they'll fit for you, how they'll work for you, and can make all the difference in your shopping experience. So our store, we like to think our people care a little bit more, because our stylists are not just people working the floor. They're people who are very passionate about what we do, very passionate about our company, and they provide that personal one-on-one attention that everybody craves, you know, man, woman, or child, that everybody would crave when they go shopping, you know, to get that personal help.
Now, is the stylist different from the person at the register, or is everybody in the place that you hire is like a trained stylist as well?
Everybody is a trained stylist.
Okay.
There's a store manager that's our leader at the store,
mm-hmm.
But everybody on the team is a store stylist.
Okay.
And some people might work the register one day and, mm-hmm. you know, work the floor another day or change by hour or whatever it is. But
mm-hmm.
everybody's a stylist because that's really what our company is about.
Now, you recently had a model call. Tell me, how did that go? And are there still opportunities to model for your store?
Well, I tell you, we have had a lot of great press recently. We were just featured in a piece in Vanity Fair magazine, and we were just named Best Plus Size Chain by Time Out magazine. And
wow.
as a result, a lot of the attention that we've been getting has allowed us to do things and do model shoots and some other high-profile events. And so recently, we had an open call at our Kings Plaza Mall store in Brooklyn where we invited people to come in, get their headshots taken, get a discount at the store while they waited or after they got their picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
In a week or so, we're going to announce the finalists from everybody's pictures that we posted on Flickr in the hopes that we can feature somebody in our next FTF fashion shoot and really find somebody that can be the next face of FTF for a few of our next emails and website homepage and other fashion features that we have at the company.
So if you were not able to attend that open casting call, will there be other opportunities to model for your stores?
I think we're going to have some other open casting calls in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always open to people submitting photographs to us at fashiontofigure.com. If
okay.
they want to send us their photos and write us an email,
mm-hmm.
we're thrilled to look over their stuff. And we also probably will have castings, too, in the future again. It was a great turnout, and we thank everybody that came out, and we hope everybody's checking their photos out at fashiontofigure.com.
Now, do you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for?
Well, Sis, we've got terrific doorbusters for Black Friday. This Friday at all of our stores and our website, we're going to do 40% off for those people that get out of bed up and early. We're going to have to do 40% off from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock and then 25% off the rest of the weekend off the whole store, online and in stores. So definitely come out and see us this weekend. We've got terrific stuff. I was actually just in stores myself today unloading some boxes of new, fresh, full fashion that came in. It's really hip stuff, and it's terrific prices that are going to be really, really marked down this weekend. So I would say everybody should come out for that. We're also doing our every holiday season we do a drive for charity during the holidays, and this season we're going to be supporting the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. We're going to be selling bracelets on behalf of that foundation at our register, so everybody should buy a bracelet and contribute to a terrific foundation that helps a lot of people that have that terrible disease, Parkinson's. My dad has that disease, and I know how it can affect families.
Mm.
And then in the new year, look out for our store openings and some other marketing events that we have coming up with some in-store celebrity visits, some model castings, and some other neat stuff that we hope our community comes out and helps out support.
Well, that sounds awesome. I certainly hope you come to the West Coast soon because I'm in L.A., so I haven't been able to come to one of your stores yet.
Well, hopefully it won't be too long till we have stores in L.A., but we'd love to have everybody out there shop online. Fashiontofigure.com is a terrific experience now. We're working very hard to make that match our store experience.
Mm-hmm.
You won't get your own stylist online yet,
mm-hmm.
but at least you can see the terrific fashion that we have, all the choices that we have, and the great prices that we have online. And so we'd encourage everybody in L.A. to check that out until we get there with a store open.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm excited to learn more about Fashion to Figure, and I'm definitely going to come out to the store when I'm in New York.
Terrific. We look forward to having you. Give us a call. We'd love to have you do the show from the store. We'd love to have you review our stuff for your listeners. We're big fans of what you're doing, and we definitely look forward to introducing you personally to FTF. And in the meantime, let us know what we can do for you online.
Oh, thank you, and enjoy your holidays.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving, Jess. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page on facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.